In Haiti, the country's chief of police is saying dozens of foreigners came into the country and killed its president. President Jovenel Moïse was assassinated early Wednesday in his private residence, and Haitian authorities have identified 28 attackers. Many of them are now in custody. Two of them are U.S. nationals of Haitian descent. For more, we're joined by Widlore Merincourt, editor-in-chief of the Haitian news outlet Aibo Post. Widlore, what can you tell us about the attackers the chief is identifying?
According to the authorities, 28 persons participated actively in the attacks. 26 of them were Colombians. Among these 26 Colombians, 15 was captured. They had also two Haitian Americans, and these two Haitian Americans are also captured. So police officers are still investigating, trying to better know what happened. One of the U.S. Citizens had a discussion with local media here in Haiti. He said that he found out about the operation on the internet, and he was in the country for one of them was in the country for 1 month, and the other was there for several months. This is what we know so far.
You know, meanwhile, there's the aftermath to deal with, and the interim prime minister, Claude Joseph, has declared a 2-week state of siege following the assassination. It's something akin to martial law. So, Widlore, I'm curious, you're in Port-au-Prince, the capital. Tell us what it's like there.
Okay, so right after the assassination, Claude Joseph, who is the prime minister, effectively declared the state of siege. But in a press conference recently, he said that everything should be back to normal. So the airport, which was closed, is supposed to open. And if you go to the street today, you can see, you can feel that things are slowly getting back to normal. Some businesses are open. Of course, some big businesses are still closed because people are trying to be cautious. It's a very volatile situation. But you can see in the street, you see more cars, you see more folks going out to do their own activities. So I think people are still tense. People are still trying to understand effectively what happened. We know this was an attack. We know how many people participated, but we still don't know who is behind it and what is the motives of the persons who carried it out.
Yeah, there's a lot of questions still to be answered about the assassination itself. And then there's a lot of questions about what comes next. There's really a lot of political turmoil. There was supposed to be elections again in a few months. There's a dispute about who the proper prime minister is. Claude Joseph is the interim right now. But just days before his death, President Moïse had appointed a successor, Ariel Henry, who was due to take office later. He is also making a claim to the office. And meanwhile, the country's top justice who might settle such matters died of COVID last month. So what is going on in terms of the political unrest?
Well, this is an interesting question because every democratic institution in this country was dismantled during the last three and a half years. You have only 10 elected officials where you're supposed to have, you know, hundreds. And you have, like you said, the head of the Supreme Court died from COVID. And you have a battle with regard to who have the authority to conduct the actions of the government. Like you stated, 2 days before the assassination of the president, he nominated a new prime minister. This prime minister, Mr. Ariel Henry, was in the process of building his own cabinet. So the previous prime minister resigned, Mr. Claude Joseph. Right now, you're seeing a very public clash between these two individuals. And you have the international community who is playing a war. But this war is being criticized by a large part of the opposition right here in Haiti. The U.S., for instance, recognized the authority of Mr. Claude Joseph. Some people are saying it's a good thing because he needs to fill the vacancy. But you have the United Nations who went out publicly, I think yesterday, to say that this prime minister should stay in power all the way until the next elections. But the thing is, a lot of political actors were saying before the killing of the president that you can't have an election, a free and fair election in this situation right now in Haiti, where a large swath of the country is being controlled by gangs.
Last thing, Widler, we know that in addition to the president's assassination, the First Lady was also injured. What else do we know about her condition right now?
According to the authorities, the First Lady who was injured during the attack is in the U.S. So she's in a stable condition, and one of his child is with her.
So a bit of good news there in a really difficult circumstance. Widler Merincourt is editor-in-chief of the Haitian news outlet Aibo Post. Thank you for joining us with the latest from Port-au-Prince.
Thank you.